Stories from a lifetime of show business.
I'm not well.
Do you have a mind off?
Tickets available at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com.
I think I'm crazy. You're paying.
The Cirque Musica Holiday Spectacular is coming to your city. A fun-filled family holiday event featuring the cast of Cirque Musica, together with all-time favorite holiday songs performed by a live orchestra. Journey into a world of high-flying adventure with amazing aerialists, acrobats, hilarious hijinks, and holiday cheer, too. Together with your favorite holiday hits performed live with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. December 15th, 7:30 p.m., the Family Arena. Tickets on sale at the Family Arena box office or online at MetroTix.com. Presented by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Cane's is now open in St. Charles on First Capitol Drive at University Commons.
There have been a lot of opinions flying around about Amendment 3. And it's true that with every issue, special interests back both sides. But at the end of the day, I'm voting for my kids. I'm voting yes to Amendment 3. Missouri is near the bottom in the nation for providing pre-K. Amendment 3 fixes that. 20,000 kids get to go to pre-K for the first time. And the funds are only good for children and families. Missouri's kids need your help. Vote yes to Amendment 3 for their future and yours.
Paid for by Vote Yes on 3 for Kids. Mark Ellinger, Treasurer.
Shift into savings at your local Kubota dealer. Right now, you can get the Subcompact BX, the Compact B or L Series, or the bigger MX Special Utility Tractor with a low down payment, 0% APR for 84 months, and a full 6-year limited powertrain warranty. See your participating Kubota dealer by December 31st. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit MissouriKubotaDealers.com or IllinoisKubotaDealers.com.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car.
A stain that needs to be removed.
Oh, I've had that. I've had plenty of those.
Oh.
We all have. Well, good afternoon and welcome to, I think everybody knows the date today. It is November 8th, Election Day. The Election Day edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. That's right. The MD means that there is doctor involvement in these particular programs. The programs being treatment for low testosterone, treatment for type 2 diabetes, and what I took advantage of, weight loss, 35 pounds and holding, and I'm real proud of myself for that. We'll talk about who they are, where they are, what they do after we do this.
Hey!
I'd like to introduce our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are, of course, financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are not completely happy with your current financial advice, it may be a good idea to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more...
Dan's laughing at you.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
How rude.
I'm sorry.
And what about if the sponsors listen? No, what if the sponsors listen? What if the sponsors listen? That tells me he's sidetracked thinking of something else, not paying any attention. And that means to the sponsor, he's not paying attention to what they're trying to have you say.
I know.
Wow. We're lucky we have any advertisers left. I'll tell you what, let's just, can we edit that out? Because yeah, I don't want them to hear that. I don't want Mark and Jason to hear that. Pick it up with, and
it may be a smart idea to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
I'm almost embarrassed to introduce this guy. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez. is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hind, yeah.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
What?
What? Hang on a second. I know you had a bunch of products. You tried to get them on the market. No.
What?
No, that won't work.
Oh, he's trying to tell me. You ever heard people say, oh, geez. Archie Bunker used to say,
geez.
It's sort of like they didn't want to say Jesus' name,
right.
So they just said, so he's thinking about... This,
by the way, this is not going to work. It's sacrilegious.
Marketing to churches, you know, the wafer when you have communion?
Right.
He wants to replace that with like a thin, flattened, hardened product. He calls it G's.
What?
G's.
G's cheese.
No. 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 That's not.
G's, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There you go. Not going to happen. Not a, go with your other ideas.
Give it up, please, for Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. Sacrilegious. We have no part. We have nothing to do with that. No part of it. No part of it. Bill Clavin's on the way. We know that's why you're really here. Just to hear him. He'll be here momentarily. You know, it is election day. Not for me. To me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day. Now, what's funny is Dan put on my screen.
Dan put on my screen,
Sleepy Dusty Delta Day, and I already made a note to myself. I wrote, forgot Sleepy Dusty.
And that's why he was laughing.
I saw it.
Mile away.
And it threw everybody off. And Dan, thanks a lot, because that tipped him off.
So.
The laughing tipped him off. Otherwise, we'd have had him. We'd have stumped him.
I know. You thought you were so sneaky back there.
When you sent the message back and said, got it, I'm like, oh.
We're brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. Now, Dan, I don't think Dan Strauss has ever been heavy. You've never been heavy, have you?
Not heavy, heavy, no.
No, you've gained 5 pounds here and there, but you've never been heavy. Oh.
You've never been like 250, have you?
No.
What's the most you've ever weighed?
I think 234, something like that.
Wow, for you. How tall are you?
6 foot.
Okay. 234, a little chunky when you were that big. Pion, you've been up and down, but you've never been real big.
I was just about, before I made a conscious effort, I could not live that way anymore, I was at 249.
Oh.
And that was in August, and now I'm
How tall are you?
6 foot two. That's it. 6 foot
also.
Zero. Yeah, also.
You almost did what you did to girls you used to meet and lied, said you were 6'2".
Yes.
You did online.
I don't think I could ever
All right. Well, you know what? You and I, right, this exactly. I was 250 at my biggest. This last time around, 247. And now I am it fluctuates. It's funny. It's weird how in the morning you'll weigh less than at night. I guess I understand it, but I don't know that I do.
You've had a full day of eating.
Well, but you burn calories while you sleep.
Right, and you haven't put any food in your body in 8 to 10 hours while you're sleeping.
In my sleep, I'm having sex like crazy in my dream.
Oh, right, like that.
That burns calories.
That burns a lot of calories. Well, I am in my dreams.
Talking about.
So, I am at 250, anywhere from 212, 218, it's just sort of, I'm hanging around an average of about 215.
And that's pretty good, though.
I'm thrilled with that. Are you kidding me? 35 pounds from where I was, and I did it with the help of the folks at MD Health and Wellness. They're in Bridgeton. And I don't hawk weight loss products. It's something I've actually avoided my entire career, with one other exception. And believe me, there are plenty of opportunities to go on the air and talk about weight loss. Over the years, I've had numerous companies say, hey, why don't you endorse this and do... And I never felt comfortable with it. I just felt like, I don't want to do that. I don't feel good. And this particular one of the doctors, when they contacted me, was somebody I've known for about 30 years. So because I knew him, I said, I'll meet with you and I'll talk to you about it. And I went there and I did. And the next thing you know, I'm on the program. It took about an hour and a half. They do need some physical stuff. They need to know, need an EKG, and they need to check your blood pressure. And they did the body fat index thing on me. I think I broke the thing because my body fat was so, I had so much of it. You hold the thing, it looks like a game controller. And the next thing you know, it reads out in a digital thing your body fat index. mine wasn't good, whatever the number was. And in 1 month, I lost 25 pounds. Now, what usually happens, at least with me, by now, which is 6 months, 5 to 6 months now into it, I would have already crawled back another 10, 12 pounds by now, normally. But I don't want to do that again. And what I ended up discovering through these people at MD Health and Wellness is that it's about what it's always been about, calories. That's what they used to preach years and years and years ago. It's calories. It all comes down to calories. There are 100 different ways, grapefruit diet, Atkins, whatever, no carb. In the end, it's the calories that'll get you. If you take in more than you burn, you're going to gain weight. It's as simple as that. I can't tell you what they'll do with you, what the program will be, the plan will be, because I don't know you, and I haven't seen your numbers and your chart, and I don't know how much you need to lose, and I don't know what you're able to do and not do. I don't know if your heart is healthy. I don't know. They will. And I've gotten some tremendous response from people who, as you should be, were a little apprehensive, maybe. Can this really work? It's Dr. Emma's HCG diet. That's all I'm going to tell you. You want to look it up? You can look it up. It's a real person, Dr. Sherry Emma. And HCG is something that helps your body burn fat instead of, you know, muscle. And HCG is human chorionic gonadotropin. That's right. I'm Whoa. Practically a doctor. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You could be a coroner.
I could be a coroner. She's been, I tell you what, if I kept going and gotten any bigger, I might have had a visit from the coroner. I don't smoke. I'm not a drinker. But I also don't exercise, and I didn't really watch what I ate. I ate whatever I wanted to. But they gave me a real nice education, and I appreciate what they did. It wasn't free, and I paid for it just like anybody else would pay for it. It wasn't covered by insurance. Sometimes it is. I can't speak to that. Again, I don't know your case, but I will tell you this. This business about waiting till after the holidays, let's not participate in that, okay? And here's why. That's a cop-out and an excuse to buy yourself another couple of months. That's all it is. And I might add, if you do that, go, well, I'll go after the holidays. Guess what? Now you got more work to do, because you're probably going to put on a couple of pounds over the holidays. Why not just get it taken care of now? And if you do, well before Christmas, you will have lost 25 or 30 pounds probably. I'd do it now. Give yourself the ultimate test. See if you can get through the holidays and stick with this. There's the real test about what you're made of. They also deal with lots of people in the area of low T, low testosterone, for you men over 40. And if you're type 2 diabetic, I don't know why in the world you wouldn't want to talk to somebody who could very, very possibly reverse that so that you are no longer, you know, you no longer have type 2 diabetes. They really reverse it. And you just saved yourself maybe your feet and your kidneys and your sight. Diabetes is a nasty thing. MD Health and Wellness, that's the name of the place. Little place in Bridgeton. Little place with great credentials. And if you want to know more, go to, and let's say this website, if you can't remember it, you can always go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors. That site is really nothing but a sponsor reference site. Frankopinion.com. Go to sponsors and you'll find it. But here's their site, mdhealthwellness.com. From downtown St. Louis, here's a guy who's never gained a pound since I've known him, Bill Cleveland. My goodness, I think he can eat anything he wants. He's just one of those people we all hate with high metabolism. From downtown St. Louis, it is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpurst, of course, and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Look, if your candidate doesn't win and you want to go out and get drunk tonight, take a Laclede Cab home. Let's not do something stupid. Go ahead and download the app now. STL Taxi, it's free and it works. And here's Bill Cleveland.
You know what? Bill's going to start gaining some weight because Bill's in love now. You know.
Well, now why?
You want to guess what I weigh?
I would guess you weigh about 140.
145.
48.
145.
Wow, we're all right.
And I think I've weighed about 140, 145 pounds for at least my adult
how
life.
How tall are you?
I am 5'7" if I'm standing up really straight.
Well, get this. Here's how skinny I was.
My driver's license says 5'7", yes.
Here's how skinny I was when I got married. When I got married, I weighed 145 pounds.
Whoa.
145. Whoa. So I gained 100 pounds after I got married, and it was not from home cooking.
Well, I was just going to say, I don't know how that happened.
I know how it happened. Lots of fast food places. Thank goodness for them.
It was love that did it.
Now,
playing a lot of pickleball.
Dan seems to think because you have a girlfriend, now you're going to gain weight. And maybe that's because you'll be going out to dinner more. I don't know. Have you gained any weight since you've been with her?
No, not at all.
I don't think you can. I think you're one of those high metabolism people we hate. You don't have a strict diet, do you? but I also don't think you get hungry a lot. You don't strike me as a guy who goes, I'm hungry. I don't think you eat a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I rarely eat breakfast. I don't usually eat breakfast. I have usually something small, like around lunchtime, and then I make something decent for dinner. But that's about it.
Yeah, you're not. Look, some people are always hungry. I'm a stress eater. I'm hungry a lot. Stress makes me want to eat. I've never known you to be that guy who went, hey, let's go get some hamburgers or something. Good for you, by the way. You're better off that way. All right, how's that thing going, by the way, with that girl?
Fantastic. See you in a couple of days, actually.
All right.
There you go. All right. This is like a soap opera on the radio.
People like it.
Well, folks, it's come down to this. I'll be dang. The good news, I guess, tonight the campaign is officially over. Bad news is tonight somebody's going to win. So
Matt, see what he means?
And it's fascinating to watch, though, you have to admit, that Donald Trump, now he did most of his outreach to voters by using Twitter during this election cycle. Not to be confused with John McCain, who campaigned using MySpace. Different.
See, I don't think that's funny. He's a war hero.
Yeah.
Now you did it.
But you kind of have to be tech savvy, though, these days. Very tech savvy and understand the younger generation in particular. See, Mitt Romney, his mistake, biggest mistake, 4 years ago, he kept asking college kids for their fax numbers.
That dates you.
They don't have those.
Yeah.
Did I mention I'm 145 pounds?
Yes, you did.
Did I mention that? Okay. Yeah.
That's the finest thing you've said.
Yeah. Come on.
Kidding.
So we'll end on a nice story here. I like this. A 90-year-old guy in New York City still works as a valet parking attendant. Isn't that great?
90-year-old.
Yeah, not easy for him, though, unfortunately. Every time he parks the car, he has to pull over three times for a bathroom break. But he's still doing it.
I thought there'd be a turn signal.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
So he threw us. You can't
go either way.
Unpredictable.
Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AMNC and Cab Company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
There he goes. Courtesy of Laclede Cab. I know Jerry Lewis is coming to town, and I always thought Jerry Lewis was funny. I know he's a jerk. I know he's mean. I know all those stories.
I saw him at the Fox a long time ago.
You know what? That guy, I don't know about now, but he was Jim Carrey before there was Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
He was just the quintessential fall down slapstick, do anything for a laugh guy. And I've laughed out loud many, many times over Jerry Lewis. And I'm not going to this thing, but I don't want to see him like this.
I think he sits down now.
Oh, I guarantee he
and
sits
basically
down.
Just tells
stories. I don't want to see that. It's pretty sad. I'd be tempted to yell out, Jerry, for goodness sakes, don't do the typewriter thing.
Oh.
You know that thing?
Oh, you know he has regular routines?
Yeah.
Oh, typewriter thing. I've seen that thing 100 times, so I hope it's a good show. Now, I don't want anybody to take this the wrong way, but Alicia Keys is really pretty.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
What is the deal with her now in this last year or so? No makeup. She's decided she's never going to wear makeup. And she's got that Aunt Jemima thing on her head. You know, that cloth thing. It looks like Aunt Jemima. What is she trying to do here? Is she trying to say, hey, look, big hoop earrings. Look, I'm from Africa. Well, what's the point?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
She's on... The Voice, right? Is that Alicia Keys on The Voice?
Heck, I don't know.
Yes.
I don't get. I don't get when these stars try to make some sort of statement about their roots or something. I just, you're pretty, sing, and if you don't want to wear makeup, okay. I don't get it. That's all. I like her. I can tell you something. I didn't know for a long time she was as beautiful as she is. She's really pretty. Now, for you people who keep emailing us, and thank you. We know you mean well. But those of you who keep emailing us saying, hey, do you guys know there's a place called Uranus, Missouri? yes, we do. It's not a real place. It's a fake town. But every week almost, I get an email, and sometimes there's
Dan's
a picture.
Fault.
Hey, look, there's a fudge factory in Uranus.
Yeah,
we know. We know about it, and thank you. We know you mean well, but I guess maybe once a month I need to come in and go, we know about Uranus. All right? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I was going to tell another joke today, but Peon gave me a story. And we don't have time today. We'll go through it tomorrow. But essentially, this guy from Columbia, Tennessee, went hiking with his family over this past weekend and was bitten by a rattlesnake, and they were 9 miles deep into the woods, and he gets bitten by a rattlesnake. Now, I can't even imagine how scary that must be.
Wait, now you didn't read the story far enough, though. Did you hear how it happened?
Yeah, his wife cut.
He was kind of a. It was a dumb thing that he did, though.
Well, they chopped the snake's head off, and he picked the head up.
No, he went to reach for the body of
and
the snake to show the kids, and the decapitated head turned around and bit him.
Oh.
No, he's right. He said, when I reached to get the body, the severed head of the rattlesnake turned and struck me.
Don't do that.
I've read this before. You cut a snake's head off, it can still bite you.
Sure, it still has, yeah.
A venomous snake. So he feels pain going up his arm. His arm's burning, and they call 911. They had to go into the... Well, I mean, it's a big deal. So it reminds me of... As soon as he showed me this, I go, my goodness, there's a joke. And I bet I haven't told it for a couple of years. And here's the joke. It's two FM DJs who go hiking down in Texas. And, I mean, they're like this guy, out in the middle of nowhere. And one of them goes to relieve himself behind a rock. And that's a rattlesnake.
Wow.
Thank you. And the snake, you know how they lunge? They can spring a coiled and bites him right on his penis.
Oh.
Snake bite right on his... He screamed. Yeah. He's screaming and yelling and rolling on the ground. His buddy goes, what? What? He goes, rattlesnake, bit me on the penis. He goes, oh my goodness, I want to go. He's going crazy. He goes, you got to go into town. He goes, we're 10 miles from town. I don't care. Run, Forrest, run. You run to town. You got to go get the doctor. I don't want to die like this. So his buddy just takes off running as hard as he can. He gets into town, small town. He sees a doctor's office. He runs in there. Receptionist goes, what? He goes, I see the doctor right now. And he burst into the doctor's office. He goes, you got to come quick. You got to come out. My buddy and I were hiking. He's taking leak. And rattlesnake bit him. And we don't know what to do. You come quick. And the guy goes, calm down. I can't. I'm about to deliver a baby. I cannot leave. I'm the only doctor in town. Listen to me. Listen. Wherever the bite is, here's what you do. You go back to your buddy. You have a pocket knife? He goes, yeah, I got a knife. Cut a small X and suck the poison out. Suck the venom out. And the guy goes, what? He says, yes, you heard me. Go. Time is of the essence. Go. Cut the X. Suck the poison out. Where is he bitten? He goes, he's bitten on the penis. He goes, that doesn't matter. You have to do what you have to do. Go. And he runs back. 10 miles. There's his buddy. His buddy's starting to turn gray and blue, and he's losing consciousness. And he goes, oh, thank goodness you're back. Where's the doctor? He goes, the doctor's busy. He couldn't come. He goes, did you talk to the doctor? Did you tell him what happened? He goes, yeah. He goes, what'd the doctor say? He said, the doctor said you're going to die.
All right, let's get a check on traffic with Tim Weil and Tim.
All right, it looks like we've got an accident or some incident on eastbound Highway 70 near Jennings Station Road that's at least blocking one lane because traffic is backed up to Florissant. We've got another accident on northbound Highway 270 past Highway 40. The three right lanes are blocked there. Looks like traffic backing up to the Clayton Road overpass. We have eastbound 270. That's running stop and go from Highway 370 around the bend through 170, and then it's slow pockets from that point through West Florissant. We also have a report of an accident on westbound Highway 40 before Timberlake Manor that has a lane block. We're still heavy downtown on eastbound 40 from Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound 70, look for a slowdown now from Lucas and Hunt out through Florissant. And just a little bit of a slowdown now out around Highway K. And this traffic report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Be prepared for every season with the Firestone FR710 all-season tires. Now 10% off at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show. Big Sports Show.
Hello, it's Jim Hewer. A big change on Tuesday night. There is no Big Sports Show for you. Colin Jeffrey and the entire news staff will get you up to date all night long on election coverage. We'll find out, finally, who will be elected to run the country for the next 4 years.
The Big Sports Show. The Big Sports Show. Weeknights from 6:30 till 9 on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta-Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta-Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta-Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties. 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
Have you ever said to yourself, I wish I felt better. I wish I looked better. I wish I had more energy. It's time to put the focus back on you. Since 1985, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating has been the best choice for healthy eating. And your best choice just got even better. That's right. Seattle Sutton's now offers delivery directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com. That's SeattleSutton.com. Or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew, to nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
Katie Stewart's campaign received hundreds of thousands in campaign cash from Chicago political boss Mike Madigan. It's no wonder Katie Stewart supports Senate Bill 231 to bail out Chicago, taking $20 million away from Metro East schools. If Madigan and Stewart win, they'll pass Madigan's unbalanced budget. That will force a massive tax hike on Illinois families. Now she wants to be state representative? No way. A vote for Stewart is a vote for Mike Madigan. Vote no on Katie Stewart.
Dwight Kay is bringing common sense back to state government. Kay sponsored legislation to prevent lawmakers from getting paid if they don't pass a budget. He even cut his pay and refused the pension lawmakers receive. Dwight Kay supports term limits on career politicians and will continue to expose corruption in our state government. This year, Kay secured more money for our schools and supports a plan to make sure our schools are fully funded every year. Dwight Kay for state representative. He's working for us in the Metro East, paid for by Citizens for Kay.
Did you know you can get a pilot's license in less than a year? You can get a license to practice law in 3 years, but it takes 10 years of education, training, and apprenticeship to become a licensed union master plumber. Why so long? Simply put, water affects everything. From protecting your family's health to the health of an entire city, protecting your home against water damage, to making your plumbing fixtures as beautiful as they are functional. Licensed union plumbing contractors are the only ones qualified for the job. For a list of licensed union plumbing contractors that meet your needs, visit picstl.com.
There have been a lot of opinions flying around about Amendment 3, and it's true that with every issue, special interests back both sides. But at the end of the day, I'm voting for my kids. I'm voting yes to Amendment 3. Missouri is near the bottom in the nation for providing pre-K. Amendment 3 fixes that. 20,000 kids get to go to pre-K for the first time. And the funds are only good for children and families. Missouri's kids need your help. Vote yes to Amendment 3 for their future and yours.
Paid for by Vote Yes on 3 for Kids. Mark Ellinger, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again, because Encore is constantly changing their inventory, and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSCL.net, or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you prepared for the next market crash? Do you think you're overpaying in fees? Well, listen to Rethinking Retirement every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. with your host, Marvin Mitchell. This is the show that we position you for a safe and secure retirement.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get
go to Southern California. What do you say? Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market, next door to each other on the east end of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And, folks, gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. Don't forget, that's the one thing you can give anybody they will love. It's a gift card from Annie Gunn's and or the Smokehouse Market. Here is Mike Evans. Lay it on us, Homer.
Wait a minute, I have a drink for myself.
All right, now he's ready.
Pockley's question and the name of the hot singer-songwriter who's written multiple songs for Kelly Clarkson. Rihanna. Adele. Katy Perry. Carrie Underwood. There you go. Most disgusting thing I've ever heard from Washington, D.C. insiders that ISIS's latest torture is forcing mothers to watch while they put their children into wood chippers.
Oh.
No, you know, you know what? That to me, is maybe the worst thing I've ever heard.
I can only hope that whoever is elected today will do something about these animals. It's just unbelievable.
I do, too.
That's disgusting. This isn't as disgusting, but it sort of makes me sick. Makes me sick!
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I thought I was going to sneeze. Makes me sick! I was going to sneeze. Begging for a Russian citizenship, Steven Seagal.
Oh,
give it to him.
Putin gave it to him and hugged him and kissed him.
Good.
Yeah, I hate Steven Seagal. I told you a story about Steven Seagal and the cab, right?
I don't think so.
A Waldorf story. This is 25, 30 years ago. Blizzard in New York, Waldorf Astoria, coming out the one door, coming out the revolving door about the same time as Steven Seagal looking for a cab and this pregnant woman with two little children in a bag. And the doorman saw them both gone at the same time, ran down, grabbed the lady, took her to the cab at the street, opened the door, got her in, went back, and Steven Seagal is like all over this doorman. I came out first. I was ahead of her. What do you think you're doing, just yelling. This doorman cold cocked Steven Seagal and just tuned him up.
Good.
Beat the crap out of him.
That's great.
Cussing him out. He didn't have to take being cussed out by anybody. Kardashian crap. Kim says it has nothing to do with the alleged robbery in Paris, but she did fire her personal bodyguard. Just when you thought those publicity whore Kardashians could not do themselves, they do. They do. Chris is shopping a feature film built around that alleged Paris robbery.
I can't wait to see that.
Unbelievable. More freshman TV report cards. This is ABC TV. Three shows. American Housewife, Conviction, Notorious. FFF. Horrible. Worst bunch of new fall shows by all the networks.
They sound horrible.
Terrible. Interesting family nugget. Michael Jackson, Michael's 19-year-old son, says that he is 100% tone deaf. He has two left feet. He can't sing. He can't dance. Well, he's not Michael Jackson's biological son. He shouldn't be able to dance and sing any more than Frank.
No, exactly.
Yeah, why do people think he's... I don't get it. Angelina Jolie...
Crazy, but yeah.
And Brad Pitt, some say that the custody battle is over. They've agreed. No, this thing hadn't even started yet, and it's going to get ugly. Where's Anthony Weiner, better known as Johnny Danger, when he's texting underage girls?
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger. Well, he's in Tennessee at a very expensive equestrian-based sex addiction clinic.
Why would he go there?
New York Post headline screams above a picture of Wiener riding a horse. Wieners! Full-blown danger! Not bad. What do you think, Frank? No,
I think it's good.
Yeah. And inside the paper was a story about him, and he's sort of riding off with the back of the two of you while riding off, and it says, Wiener, put out the stud.
Oh, that's
beautiful. Dating history on this date, the first and only player in baseball history to win the most valuable player in both the American and National League is named. The only player to ever do it. He's a friend and a great guy. Anybody want to guess who it is? Now, Frank doesn't follow baseball that much.
Nope, maybe, I don't.
Maybe Dan does.
Oh, wow.
only player to win the MVP in both.
Both leagues?
Willie McGee. Right?
No.
No?
No, I think Willie won it.
He won it with the Cardinals and the A's, I thought.
Willie McGee? No. Reggie Jackson?
Frank Robinson.
Frank Robinson.
Wow.
And finally.
No.
How old is Frank Robinson?
80.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. His wife Barbara's a beautiful lady, too. Pop quiz question. They name the hot singer-songwriter who's written multiple songs for Kelly Clarkson. Is it Rihanna, Adele, Katy Perry, or Carrie Underwood? By the way, everybody vote today?
I voted early.
Okay. I voted today.
See, I don't ask that question because I don't think it's my business. And it puts people on the spot. It's your right to not vote or vote, so I don't ask. But I will tell you, yes, I did.
Well, you know, let me tell you something. Do I have to tell you something?
Sure.
Everybody should vote.
They should, but they don't have to. It is also your right not to if you don't want to.
In Australia, you must go to your voting location and sign in. You don't have to vote, but you have to go to your voting location and sign in. And if you don't, it's a $1,700 fine.
Really?
So everybody in Australia at least goes to their voting station.
Wow.
Well, I do believe when people say you have no right to complain if you don't vote, I believe that. Shut up if you didn't vote.
I agree. Mm-hmm. We're on the same page, Ringo.
That's right.
And this is the answer to Pop Quiz question, Adele, Rihanna, Carrie Underwood, Katy Perry.
I'm going to go Rihanna.
Adele.
Katy Perry, just because I like to think about what she looks like.
This is amazing.
That.
It's Tuesday. Frank O'Pinion
two in
for
a row.
Two. Katy Perry.
Wow.
I did.
Which one of these is smarter than the other two?
Man.
Yeah, Katy Perry. All right. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. If you've never been, do yourself a favor. It is a treat, either one. First Community Credit Union, October 15th, so what would that be, like 3 weeks ago? They opened their 43rd location. Now, how does a credit union become that big? Here's how. Great service, great rates, treating the customers not just like customers but like members, because you are a member of the credit union. Everything you want to do with regard to banking, you can do at First Community. I do. Lots of people do. Thousands of people every day. Every day, people are closing out their accounts at other places, banks primarily, and moving those accounts to First Community Credit Union. And I think you'll be glad you did when you do it, too. Just be sure that you make sure to tell them, be sure to tell them your AM and the PM.
You're okay? You're not just a customer. You're a member of the family.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Oh. Throwing something in there, like a slogan or something.
Trying to make it better?
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks a lot. It sure worked.
Okay.
It sure did.
I'll edit that out.
I can hear the difference. No, I'm leaving it in there. I want people to hear it. First Community Credit Union. Membership has a price, as it does with any club. That price is a dollar. Not kidding. It's actually a dollar. You pay a dollar for your account to have do your banking with First Community. I think you actually get it back, too, if for some reason you ever have to just bail out. But nobody does. Nobody leaves. Nobody goes back and banks anywhere else once they bank at First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations, firstcommunity.com.
Meet me.
All right, it's time for a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Well, Dan, things are winding down on most of the roads pretty well, but there's a couple of places where people just can't get home in time to watch the election results. That's coming in on eastbound Highway 70 near Jennings Station Road. You've got an accident that's got lane blockage, and you're backed almost up to Highway 170. Eastbound Highway 270, that's slowing now from east of, well, right at McDonald now through New Florissant. We have westbound Highway 40 still with lane blockage on an accident just before Timberlake Manor. You are backed up to Mason. Also, if we back up a little bit, westbound 40 is slowing Clayton Morrison to 270, and they're working with an accident northbound 270 just before or just after Highway 40 that's got the right lane blocked. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, even coffee and snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Al, thank you for joining us. I'm sure we'll have something to talk about tomorrow. Who knows which way it'll go? We'll see. If you see a police officer, please say thank you. Have a great Monday evening, Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on, leave! Get out! Next!
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Election coverage. You decide 2016.
You decide 2016 as voters in the metro area across Missouri and throughout the country go to the polls.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump each cast their ballots this morning, both in the state of New York. Presumably, they each voted for themselves. By the time this is over, we should know whether our next president will be a billionaire businessman or the first woman to ever hold the title of commander-in-chief.
And of course, who will control Congress and help to set the course for our country over the next 4 years? It's a defining day for our democracy.